In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what to do when you're having a bad day. If you're like me, a recovering people pleaser with an internal drive to get things done and be very productive, bad days can be your worst nightmare. We need to change a couple ways that we're responding. You might be surprised by what I have to say in this episode, so keep listening. Hey, you're listening to I Meant to Do That, the podcast that invites you to live and lead authentically. I'm your host, Carrie. I'm married, a mom to four, a proud Nana of two, a recovering people pleaser with a dash of ADHD. I'm also a certified life and leadership coach and behavior specialist. Have you ever found yourself in the exhausting loop of overdoing and overbeing, striving for that unobtainable perfection, trying to be everything to everyone, wondering, how did you get here? You're not alone, and I've been there too. Together, we're going to unpack topics and strategies that empower us to break free from the pressure and focus on what truly matters. So, are you ready to join me? Let's peel back the layers, explore living authentically with God, with others, and with ourselves, one conversation at a time. Hey, hello, and welcome back, everyone, to another episode of I Meant to Do That. Thank you, friends, listeners, for coming back for another episode. I really appreciate it. And if you're brand new, this is your first time here, come on in, kick back, put your feet up, hang out. You are at home here. You are so welcome. And you know, let me just assure everybody right now, no matter how you're feeling today, what kind of day you're having, you can just be yourself, relax. You don't have to put on any fresh mascara or change out of that grimy sweatshirt you're wearing. You don't even have to put on some fake smile and pretend you're feeling great if you're not. You are appreciated, you are valued, and you're wanted right here, just the way you are. Bring in the mess, bring it all in. Because we're talking about what to do with a bad day and how to be authentic. Before we talk about bad days, I want to ask you for a favor. If you have not hit the like, subscribe button on the podcast, could you please do that? Because then it helps other people to find the podcast. Someone might be searching what to do with a bad day. And the more likes and subscribes, the more ratings and reviews that I have, the more it gets bumped up so people will find it. So I have a question for you as we get started. Do you love it when you're asked to do something, someone has a request of you, and you realize it's something you are really good at? You already have the skill set. You have a lot of experience. This is totally in your wheelhouse. This is your thing. Does that happen to you a lot? That's what I'm wondering. I've met people where it seems like when you ask them to do something, they're like, oh yeah, no problem. I did that last year for my uncle's company. It's crazy when I hear people say that because that's not me and that's not my experience. Honestly, I am not that person and it doesn't happen very often at all. I feel like most of the time I am being asked to do things and I'm in a position where I don't really know what I'm doing. I wonder which one you relate with most. Are you the first person or are you like me? Once in a blue moon, I'll be asked to do something or there'll be the opportunity where I can volunteer for something. And it's like, I've got this. This is my sweet spot. But yeah, it doesn't happen a whole lot. One time I was asked if I could make two huge rocks that would support the weight of a couple teenage actors, but they also needed to be movable so they could move them around and take them backstage and out front for different scenes. And I said, yes, I'll do it. When you're a mom, you have to volunteer for all kinds of different things, from something for the hockey team to something for the dance recital. And we end up doing a lot of crazy things, don't we? Well, this was one of my shining moments, however, because the true story is those rocks were amazing. They turned out so good. They used them for multiple shows after the fact. I went back 3 years later and saw a show and I said, there's my rock. One of my rocks is still there. It was so sturdy. I did so much research on these rocks to find something that could be moved, that could be stood on, that would stand the test of time and look like true rocks. I had moss growing on them in the crevices. But what I did is I did tons of research. I built different models. I used so many different materials and things that I went way over budget. So I didn't even turn in the receipts. I just ate the cost. But perfectionist me just kicked into gear and I'm like, these rocks are going to be amazing. And they were. I still, years later, you can tell I'm feeling the pride from my rock construction. But sad thing is that I've not yet been asked to make rocks again. So here I have this skill set now, and I don't get to duplicate it. I don't get to make more rocks. And I find myself in these positions a lot of the time where I'm doing something that I haven't done before. Sometimes it turns out, sometimes it doesn't. But when it does, I don't get a chance to do it again. But here's some good news. I am always going to have another opportunity to have a bad day. It's going to happen. So here's what I want to do. I want to learn how to be an expert at having incredible bad days and do it so well. There are three ways that I normally respond to a bad day, and those ways are making it horrible for me. They're not helpful in the least. And I think that you probably have responded to bad days in one of these three ways as well. So for the rest of the time, we're going to look at these different approaches to bad days. We're going to see what we can do differently so that those days aren't horrible and they're wonderful bad days. The first one is when I'm having a bad day, I do this a lot. I just put my head down and I push through. I barrel through the day as if it isn't bad. Well, I know it's bad, but I just conquer it. I say to myself, nothing is going to stop me from carrying on with my day the way that I had planned to do it. Nothing will stop me. I will win. This is war. And I enter battle and I just move forward as if I'm not even human. I did this just a few days ago. I was having a bad day for three different reasons. Three different things happened. It was real. It wasn't imaginary. And one key problem is that I was super low on sleep. Scientists have said that about 67% of our bad days are the result of being low on sleep. Another cause of bad days is having too much going on and you're overcommitted. Okay, that was another one of my problems there. And so I just barreled through anyway. I ended up staying up until 2 a.m. trying to get everything done. And not only was I trying to get everything done and stuck in this response, in this mode, but that perfectionist mode kicked in as well. So my standards were high. I was so frustrated at myself because things weren't clicking and working how I wanted it to in my mind to get it done right. And I'm like, I'm not going to quit. This is going to happen. I'm going to meet my deadline. In that moment when I am trying to push through and conquer it, I know what's going on. I like being productive. I don't like being thrown off my game. If I decide what I want to get done, I want to get it done. And especially if it's important to me and it's in a high value bucket. And I just didn't want it to conquer me. I was mad. I'm like, why should that stop me from getting it done? Have you ever had that kind of conversation with yourself in your head? It reminds me of when I used to run long distance. And when I was trying to get to the next section of miles, like bump up my miles from maybe, 8 miles to 12 miles, or if I was trying to pick up my speed so I'd run hills, it was so grueling and it was so hard. And I would just kind of put my head down and I would say, just go 10 more paces. And then just go 10 more paces. Or I'd look for a landmark and I'd say, just keep running till you pass that landmark and then you can decide to quit. And then I didn't want to quit because I'm like, well, I did it. And so that was one of my techniques that I would use for good things. but it doesn't always apply in every situation. And here I was trying to apply it in a situation where my brain wasn't even working because I was so low on sleep. So I set myself up for more failure the next day because I stayed up till 2 a.m. when I already hadn't been getting good sleep for the last 3 nights. And if I could have just jumped out of myself and looked at myself in the scene of what I was doing, I would have said, that's a crazy person right there. Do you ever feel like you're being crazy in a bad day? So what would I want to do instead? And what do I do instead some of the time when I am thinking in my right mind? I let myself have a bad day. That's an option. We can let ourselves just have a bad day. It can not be optimal, as hard as that is. And when we make our productivity, or we make doing things perfect, almost like an idol or something that's more important than anything else at the time, we put ourselves so low down on the totem pole that we don't really matter. Our health doesn't matter. It's going to create so many more bigger problems than what that one bad day would have been. So instead, if I could go back to that day and what I want to do going forward is just let myself have the bad day, adjust accordingly. I can always find something that I don't have to do. I can pause, take a minute, and think, what can I cut? What isn't in the value bucket? What isn't in the absolutely must get done bucket? And cross it off. Even though it might not feel good, that's okay. Even though I might not be understood when I take something off and say, I can't do that. I'm sorry, I have to cancel that plan. I can't get that done today. It can be hard to do. When we're having a bad day, instead of pushing through, we need to lower our rate of production. We have to be less productive. And that can be really hard. We live in a culture that idolizes productivity and time management. Time management means to most people, and in most of the books that you'll pick up off the bookshelf, making more time in your day so you can squeeze in way more things and get a lot more done. And that's not always the path to fulfillment and an enjoyable, balanced, meaningful life. And sometimes the bad days bring us that lesson and that opportunity to stop and reflect and put things back into perspective, that productivity isn't everything. Following our plan and getting it done isn't everything. Some other reasons why we might just push through and barrel on through the bad day and make sure that we conquer it, we don't let the bad day get any points on us, is because of people. The concern of what are others going to think? What are they going to think when we pull back or we take things off of the to-do list and we don't get things done or we reschedule? What are people going to think? Am I going to let them down? Are they going to misjudge me? That comes into play too. It's really unfortunate that we cannot take our bad days and have them in the privacy of our own home all by ourselves. We just are going to have to be around people when we're having a bad day. And so that means we have the opportunity to experience some humble moments, especially if we're not going to barrel through anymore and we're going to adjust and adapt and handle the bad day in a way where we can recover a lot more quickly from it. I had this happen to me a couple days ago. I was supposed to be teaching a class and then I had a little break and then going into a Christmas party. And I was so exhausted. I got up in the morning. I got to my class on time. I taught my class. My brain was tired, but I taught my class. And then I went in my car and I lay down in my car and I took a little nap. And then I woke up and I was so lightheaded and dizzy just from being so exhausted after days of no sleep. And I said, there's no way I can get up and go inside and go to the Christmas party. I just can't. I'm going to lay here until my son comes out and he's going to drive me home and I'm going to go to bed. And it was not a good look. It's not a good look to be slouched in your car. Yes, I was having a bad day. And I told myself, you can be a human today. Humans need food. They need water and they need sleep. They need to rest when they're sick. They need to rest when they're tired. And I was tired, and I decided I can let myself be human. I decided it wasn't more important for me to go inside to the party because circumstances as they were, I was hardly functioning. And you've probably experienced that level of tiredness in your life too. And you have to reprioritize. And I already a few days earlier pushed through and experienced what that was like and relearned again and was reminded of that hard lesson that I'm a human. I'm not a robot. So sometimes you might have to remind yourself, you are a human and you can be a human today. One thing that I try to remember to do too is to ask myself, if this was someone I cared about, what would I tell that person to do? Sometimes I think of, what would I tell my daughter to do? Would I tell her to not go to bed and not go to sleep? And it's a good way to remind yourself just to take care of yourself as if you were someone who is valuable and important, and that might give you a reminder on what you need. Another very common way that we respond to our bad day is by denial and toxic positivity. We just throw buckets and buckets of positive words, and we conjure up positive feelings and mindsets and thoughts to overpower the bad day, or just to kind of deny it. Like, it's not bad. It's fine. It's not bad at all. And for many of us, this is just part of our conditioning. It's, if you're a recovering people pleaser, most likely you felt like this was part of being a good person, not having negative feelings, not having negative thoughts about things. The website Very Well Mind describes toxic positivity this way. It says, toxic positivity is the belief that no matter how dire or difficult a situation is, people should maintain a positive mindset. While there are benefits to being optimistic and engaging in positive thinking, toxic positivity rejects difficult emotions in favor of a cheerful and falsely positive facade. It's going to require us to mask our real feelings and our real thoughts, and nothing could be more disauthentic than that. When we're having a bad day, we can feel our emotions, feel our feelings. In fact, it's pretty important to do that in order to move forward, to learn what we need to learn, to adjust how we need to adjust, and to tackle it and have the best bad day that we can have. We need to know what we're feeling and not bottle it up and suppress it and push it deep down into our toes, and to not to pretend it's something different. I grew up in a household where we were conditioned to not have bad days. We couldn't have a bad day. If we were having a bad day, we were often sent up to our room and told, don't come downstairs until you're happy. And I know that that's not an uncommon scenario, especially in the generation that I grew up. It's not uncommon. And so some of us are still carrying that around, that belief system and that way of operating, that it's a failure and you're a failure if you're having a bad day. And so the best thing to do is to pretend it's not there, or to, you know, have that positive thinking kick in. And it also comes from pop psychology, Oprah, even Christianity. If you get into the theology that says your faith, if you have enough faith and if you're using the right words, then your life is going to be great and you're not going to have problems. If this is one of your ruts that you sometimes slide into like me, you want to look out for three things. You want to look out for the DMS: deny, minimize, and spiritualize. If you're giving yourself or accepting from others ideas and thoughts about your bad day that encourages you to deny it, to minimize it, or to spiritualize it, that's toxic positivity. And we want to stay far away from that. So here's what it might sound like if someone was giving you some toxic positivity on your bad day, Okay. You might say, hey, I'm having an off day. I haven't been sleeping very good lately. So just not a great day. And you'll hear a response like, well, this is a day the Lord has made. Isn't it just great to be alive? Just be happy. Or you might say to someone, I'm having a rough day because I lost my wallet this morning. I'm trying to get the time here to figure out what cards I need to cancel. And you'll hear a response like, well, you know, you wouldn't be able to lose a wallet if you didn't have one. Hey, I wouldn't let that ruin your day. Why are you letting that ruin your day? You might do it to yourself by saying, why am I letting this bother me? This is such a small thing. Losing your wallet is like a first world problem. And so that's sort of taking an approach of shaming yourself because you're having a bad day. Don't let it get the best of you. Just brush it aside, brush it under the rug. Don't even process those feelings. Don't process what's going on and move on. And sometimes we fall into the belief system that if you're a Christian, the optimal Christian is always happy, always hashtag blessed, always having their best day. And you know what? I'll just let you know, all of that's fake. Anyone, anytime you see that anywhere, you already know it, but it really is. It's all fake. As I was thinking through what I wanted to say about this part, I instantly had a memory of my younger brother. And whenever I have a memory of my younger brother, I always pause for a minute and just let myself enjoy it because he passed away about a year and a half ago. And we used to watch The Simpsons together way back when it first came out. We were young adults. And there was one episode and we thought it was such a great quote of what not to do. And this was, whether you like The Simpsons or not, sometimes there's some great human condition content in there about just the plight of the human condition. But Marge Simpson, who's the mother, was talking to her daughter, Lisa, and she gave her this advice. She said, I have some great advice for you, Lisa. You got to listen to this. It doesn't matter how you feel inside, you know, it's what shows up on the outside that counts. Take all your bad feelings and push them down, all the way down past your knees until you're almost walking on them, and then you'll fit in, and then you'll be invited to parties, and boys will like you, and happiness will follow. And we would sometimes just start quoting that to each other sometimes because I think we had just a personal connection with that kind of advice and how destructive it is. And it was kind of good to have it in a comical way so we can interact with it in a way that took the sting off of it. But that's exactly what I'm talking about. And some of us have been conditioned to push those feelings down, deep down until they're in your toes and you're walking on them so that you can fit in and that you can feel like you're doing what's right and you're being the person that's right. That's not what we want to do. We can feel our feelings. We can have the bad day. And here's the thing. You know, we can have more than one feeling at a time. We can be having a bad day. We can identify maybe we're feeling disappointed. Maybe we're feeling tired or we're feeling angry. Maybe somebody did something to us and it's sitting with us for a little while. We can have that feeling with other feelings as well. We can still be glad that we're alive. We can still feel grateful. It can feel like experiencing those emotions of that bad day, those negative emotions or thoughts, that it is a personal failure. It is a professional failure. It is a spiritual failure, and that's just not true. So we start to spin everything, and we can spin ourselves right out of authenticity. And we can even say that person who was rude, we could say that person wasn't being rude. Probably that's just my interpretation of it. Maybe it's this and this, and I'm just not seeing it clearly. That's where we go with it when we start to try to spin things and put the positive bend on everything. And if we're doing it to an extreme, then That's where the problem lies, and that's where we start to get ourselves where we're not thinking about things realistically anymore. Have a bad day. Let yourself have the feelings that it's a bad day. Figure out what your feeling is. You can have that feeling and another feeling, but now that you know what the feeling is, now you can do something about it. We can't really deal if we don't know the feeling that we're having. The last one I want to talk about, the last way we can respond when we're having a bad day is we sink into it. We sink, we settle, we drop ourselves deep down into the bad day, and we just let it cave in on us and overpower us like there's nothing we can do. Just bad day. And we start to think the bad day is in control. Truth is, bad day is never in control. It's never in control, not fully. However, it can feel that way, or we can respond to it that way. And I don't have a lot to say about this because I want to be very careful. I'm not talking about depressive moods. I'm not talking about depression or anything like that. We're really fully just talking about when you're healthy you and you're having a bad day. But even healthy you having a bad day, it can crush you. But if we are no longer doing the first two, we're no longer plowing through it with our head down, deciding no adjustments necessary. I will not be crushed. I will not be defeated. I will not be broken. They're not going to score even 1 point on my goal. If we're no longer doing that and we're allowing ourselves to make adjustments, have a bad day, fall asleep in the car and look like something's wrong with you, and that's fine. If we're no longer doing the second one, where we're denying our feelings, we're sprinkling positivity on it, we're making it mean a failure, we're into denial, minimizing it, and spiritualizing it. Instead, we're allowing ourselves to have the feeling and think about it realistically and not try to always put the shiny paint and glitter and silver lining on everything. Then number three won't, I don't think it'll happen as readily because I feel like sometimes it's a compound of all of that. And one thing that I find helpful for me is to remind myself the bad day might not be the whole bad day. Those things are still there, but maybe there's sections to my day. Maybe this part of my day was bad, but then it's not bad anymore. Also, there's layers to my day. So maybe this layer feels bad, but I can recognize these other layers realistically aren't bad. And that way we're not sinking into it. We're more like surfing the bad day. We're like riding the wave rather than it being an old waterbed mattress where we lay down in it and then we can't move. We're just settled in. It's kind of yucky, you know? I don't even know if they sell waterbeds anymore, but we don't want to settle into the waterbed. We want to ride the wave, but do it without those other two things. So I hope that that makes sense. But I know I'm going to have a bad day coming up, and you will too. And we can approach that bad day with more of a realistic, optimistic mindset. We can make choices on what we're going to do with that bad day so that it's a bad day, but it's a fantastic bad day. And the good news is we have lots of practice so that we can hone it and we can be the master and the specialist on having really the best of the bad days. So I'm going to close this by wishing you many better bad days ahead. Thank you so much for listening. The best way that you can support this podcast is by hitting subscribe or like wherever you're listening to your podcast. Leave a rating and a review, and also send these out to your friends. You'll find links to all of the resources mentioned today in the show notes. Visit carriegoodman.com. On my website, I offer free resources as well as opportunities for group coaching, workshops, and soon-to-be courses, so check that out. Remember, it's for freedom that Christ set you free. Be yourself. Enjoy today. This world needs you. Till next time.